Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I am here for you. I'm here for you, usually three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you the keys to the door that will hopefully unlock your happiness. And here it is, another year, another time around the sun, and here we are listening to this podcast, trying to get positive, trying to change the world. Hey, man, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found it. If you like it, share it with your friends. If you want to find out more, go to BePositivePodcast.com. If you want to tell me something about yourself, or you got a story you want to share, or you've got some kind of insight into the new year and to what we can all do to try to get through it and try to make it better and happier for everybody, go to the website /your story. Tell me all about it. I'll talk about it on the air and possibly give you a shout out if you want. I don't have any right now because I am driving at the moment, but I did not want to let you down the first Monday of the year. So here we are, the first Monday. Some of us are just getting back to work. We got the new year. We've been through the holidays. Hopefully your holidays are fantastic and cheerful and joyful, and you got to spend them with family because that's what the holidays are all about. I did. I got to spend time with my family, and it was really a great holiday, and I'm really blessed and thankful that I got to have such a good holiday. And this year, it really wasn't so much about gifts and giving and buying and all that good stuff and all the commercialization. I think this year we all got a little bit closer to the spirit of Christmas and the reason for the season. Actually started to think more about each other in love as opposed to gifts. At least that was my perspective anyway. So I want to talk a quick moment here about how are we going to approach this new year? How are you going to make this year better than last year? Are you already starting off saying, here we are, Monday morning, another day, and the same shit, different day, and you've got that outlook going back to work, and you're upset because holidays are over, and now you got to go back to working 5 days a week and doing your same job, and you're back in your same rut, and you've already lost that holiday spirit, so to speak. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can keep that holiday spirit all year long, and it's not something like you have to play Christmas music all year because your coworkers will kill you. But to keep that holiday spirit all year long, you just have to keep a different perspective. Keep your positive perspective that you had over the holidays. Looking forward to, maybe some of you are looking forward to the time off, or some people were looking forward to spending time with their family, or just the joyous feeling around the holidays that we all get. Well, most of us, I can't speak for everybody. But that feeling of there's something good about to happen. There's something exciting, something happy, something joyful is coming. And it's Christmas and all that. And that feeling you get, the anticipation all the way up until that day. Now, I feel that pretty strongly. If any of you know me or you follow me on social media, you see that I am a Christmas buff. I love decorating. I love the whole concept and the whole feeling of the different music, the different atmosphere, the different kind of way people treat each other around the holidays. Everybody says Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. And after that, it's like Happy New Year. You go out of your way to say Happy New Year, usually for like the first month after the first New Year, after the New Year. But it fades away. You let it fade away, and you go back into your rut, and you go back into your habit, and you go back into the same stuff you've been doing over and over again and wondering why your life isn't changing. So I implore you to think about that for a minute, about the times that you said Merry Christmas to a stranger, or the times that you say Happy New Year coming up to someone when you normally wouldn't say nothing to them, wouldn't say anything. You wouldn't say anything to them, but because it's a New Year, because it's a holiday, you feel joyful and you say Happy New Year, and they say Happy New Year back, and you go on your day. Think about that energy that you're creating just by acknowledging someone and sending a positive vibe and, you know, and saying Happy New Year. And carry that throughout the year by saying, good morning, how are you today? Good to see you, and start saying positive stuff to people instead of saying, going into work on Monday and saying, is it Friday yet? Oh man, here we are again, same stuff. When you create that negative thought, that negative energy, you're going to just perpetuate the negativity. I talk about it a lot, and some people get it. Others, it takes longer. but it's all in your thought process, what you're thinking about, what energy you're putting out there. So let's make this a better year, a different year, because we've all been through a couple of rough years here. Some people more than others, but we've all been through a major shift, a major change in our lives. And I'm hoping that this past holiday was a shift back in the right direction. It was a shift in the direction for you to be more positive, to be more happy, to be more open to other people's emotions and feelings, and be a little bit more empathetic. Because I really think that the human race nowadays is really lacking empathy. And that everybody is so wrapped up in their life, in their personal issues, their personal problems, that they're not empathetic to other people, and they're short-fused when something happens. You know, I've seen people at restaurants right now that are understaffed getting mad because they can't get served in 2 minutes. Instead of being empathetic towards the people that are trying to work and people who have worked through the pandemic and all that stuff, and trying to be empathetic towards them and saying, you know, wow, they're really going through it, or, you know, I'm glad that there's somebody here to actually freaking wait on me. And if you look at it that way, going, you know, you should be glad that you can actually go out and eat. And you should be glad that you can go to the store and there's somebody there to check you out and the store's not closed down because there's nobody working. So start feeling a little less self-centered. And I can say this because I've been there. I know how being self-centered, I know what being self-centered feels like. I'm an entertainer, so I know what it feels like. Stop being so self-centered. Stop thinking about yourself so much. Even though you have to put yourself first and you are number one, you have to be empathetic. And keep that positive perspective. I feel that when the new year, the hype of the new year fades, the hype of holidays all fade away, and so does people's emotions and their positive vibes towards other people. That fades away as well. But it doesn't have to. It does not have to. You can keep that positive, happy energy all year long. I'm living proof of that. Sure, I have bad days. I get angry. I get pissed off sometimes. But that's only human. And trying to maintain a sense of positivity about life and keeping that perspective positive will help you to be a better person and to live a happier life. And that's what it's all about. I mean, we're here on earth to enjoy our life. And when you're putting stuff off, when you're procrastinating, saying, oh, I don't feel like doing that, I can't do that, and you really are selling yourself short. Because once you leave this physical plane, this physical manifestation of your energy and your emotions and your consciousness, once you leave this, you're not going to be able to have that physical interaction anymore. And know that you're here to have physical interactions, to do things physically, to actually go out and mow the lawn or to paint the house or to clean your garage instead of putting it off. Go out there and enjoy the fact that you can do things, okay? And think about this for 1 second. I'm going to leave you with this final thought. Because everybody, you want to get stuff done this year, you make New Year's resolutions and you don't do it. So make the New Year's resolutions that are attainable. And think about this. If you give yourself 30 days to clean your garage, it's going to take you 30 days to clean your garage. If you give yourself 3 hours to clean your garage, you're going to get it done in 3 hours. So the changes that you want to make don't have to be stretched out across a year. You can set a time limit, a realistic one for you, and stick to it. And don't make excuses. So become the person you want to be. Share that positivity. And be happy that you woke up again today. And you can try it again. I tell you, every day I wake up, I know it's a gift. Every single day. And I approach every day like that. And it really changes your perspective when you realize that one day, you're not going to wake up. But that's not today, is it? So make it a great day, change your perspective, get your positive perspective, and if you want to read about the positive perspective, you can head over to Amazon and search The Positive Perspective. You'll find my new book, and if you haven't gotten it yet, order it today, and I want to let everybody know who has purchased signed books, personalized books, that they came in And I will be sending them out tomorrow to you. So thank you for being so patient. Some people have waited almost a month. I really appreciate it. But I have stock again, so feel free to go to the website, grab yourself a personalized copy of The Positive Perspective. That's all I got today. Happy New Year. It is a new year. It's a new you. Let's really make it a good one. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.